శ్రీ పరమాత్మనే నమః. గీతా ప్రబోధని, కాన్సైజ్ కామెంట్రీ ఆన్ శ్రీమద్ భగవద్గీత బై స్వామి రామ్ సుఖదాస్ మహారాజ్జీ. చాప్టర్ 14 వర్స్ 5-18. డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద 3 మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్నెస్, ఆఫ్ ప్యాషన్ అండ్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్. చాప్టర్ 14 వర్స్ 5. సత్వం రజస్తమ ఇతి గుణ ప్రకృతి సంభవాః నిబద్ధంతి మహాబాహో దేహే దేహి నమావ్యయం. ద 3 గుణాస్ మోడ్స్ ఆర్ క్వాలిటీస్ సత్వ రజస్ అండ్ తమస్ బోర్న్ ఆఫ్ ప్రకృతి నేచర్ బైండ్ ది ఇంపెరిషబుల్ సోల్ టు ద బాడీ ఓ మైటీ ఆర్మ్డ్ అర్జున. కామెంట్. బీయింగ్ బోర్న్ ఆఫ్ ప్రకృతి సత్వ రజస్ అండ్ తమస్, ద 3 గుణాస్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ద ప్రకృతి డివిజన్ ఓన్లీ, బట్ డ్యూ టు ది అస్యూమ్డ్ రిలేషన్షిప్ ఆఫ్ ఐ అండ్ మైన్ విత్ ద బాడీ, ద గుణాస్ బైండ్ ది ఇంపెరిషబుల్ సెల్ఫ్ టు ద పెరిషబుల్ ఇనర్ట్ బాడీ, దట్ ఈస్ ఐ ఆమ్ ద బాడీ, ద బాడీ ఈస్ మైన్. దిస్ ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్ విత్ ద బాడీ ఈస్ క్రియేటెడ్. It means that all modifications are born from the relationship with Prakriti only. In the existence of consciousness, in the self, there is no modification at all. Asango heyam purushaha. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Chapter 4, 3rd Brahmana, 15th verse. Dehesmin purushah paraha. Gita Chapter 13, verse 22. It is because of these modifications that there is birth and death. In fact, the gunas do not bind the individual self, but he is bound due to the attachment with the gunas. If the gunas were the reason for binding the self, then in the presence of gunas, a person could never be liberated from the gunas. He could not attain the state of gunatitya. Chapter 14, verse 6. Tatra sattvam nirmalatvat prakashakam anamayam sukha sangena badnati jnana sangena chanagha. O sinless one, Arjuna, of these 3 gunas, sattva guna, being pure, is luminous and free from modifications. It binds the jiva, the soul dwelling in the body, through attachment to happiness and knowledge. Comment. Sattva guna has been declared here as anamaya, free from blemish, because it is very close to the transcendental state beyond the 3 gunas. Though sattva guna is flawless, but because of the attachment to happiness and knowledge, it does not remain flawless, because the attachment is the nature of rajoguna. Happiness and knowledge are not the obstacle, but attachment to them is the obstacle. The attachment is assuming them to be one's own. In fact, sattva-guna is not one's own, but it belongs to prakriti, nature. Consequently, so long as the attachment remains, till then, the liberation is not achieved, because the nature of self is to be devoid of attachment. Sattvika happiness and sattvika knowledge are also not the nature of the self, but being born of prakriti, apara, dependent on other. The happiness in it is dependent on the other and not the bliss of the self. In sattvika jnana, I am jnani, wise, this attachment persists, but in tattva jnana, reality, upon self-realization, I am jnani, this attachment does not remain. In sattvika knowledge, the witness is present and he is conscious of his speciality, but in tattva jnana, no such spectator remains. The self-realized soul becomes perfect and he is no longer conscious of his specialty, because he loses his individuality. Chapter 14, verse 7. Rajo ragatmakam viddhi trishna sanga samudbhavam tanni bhadnati kaunteya karmasangena dehinam. No rajas to be of the nature of passion, and it gives rise to attachment and desire. It binds the spirit embodied being through attachment to action, O son of Kunti. Comment. Rajoguna is of the nature of passion, means that when one develops liking for an object, a person, etc., that likeness is Rajoguna. Rajoguna binds a man, the self, through attachment to actions. Hence, even the sattvika actions, because of attachment, lead to bondage. But if there is no attachment, the actions do not cause bondage. That being the case, by karma yoga, an aspirant attains salvation, because karma yoga is possible only when there is no attachment to actions or their fruits. Gita chapter 6 verse 4. Chapter 14 verse 8. Tamastva jnana jam vidhi mohanam sarvadehinam. Paramadalasya nidrabis thanni bhadnati bharata. But know tamasa to be born of ignorance, deluding all embodied beings. It binds fast those having identification with the body, O Bharata, by heedlessness, indolence and sleep. Comment. Sattaguna and Rajoguna binds a man due to attachment with happiness and pleasure, but the Tamoguna binds just by its own nature. These three gunas are born of Prakriti, and the self is beyond Prakriti and its evolutes, gunas. Though self is beyond the three gunas, but by assuming a relationship with the gunas, he gets bound. Chapter 14, verse 9. Sattvam sukhe sanjayati rajah karmani bharata jnanamavrutyato tamaha pramade sanjayatyuta. O Bharata, sattva draws mode of goodness, one to happiness, rajas mode of passion to action, while tamas mode of ignorance verily clouds wisdom and induces one to heedlessness, negligence and inattention. Comment. Sattaguna does not win over any aspirant merely when one is happy, but it binds by attachment to happiness. Sukasangena bhadnati, Gita chapter 14 verse 6. Similarly, Rajoguna binds through attachment to action. Tanni bhadnati kaunteya karmasangena dehinam, Gita chapter 14 verse 7. But Tamoguna by its nature alone binds a man. For that reason, the term sangha, attachment, has not been used for Tamoguna. Chapter 14 verse 10. Rajastamas chabi bhuya sattvam bhavati bharata. Rajak sattvam tamas chaiva tamak sattvam rajastatha. Sattva, goodness, prevails over rajas, passion, and tamas, ignorance, O Bharata. Rajas over sattva and tamas, tamas over sattva and rajas. Comment. By suppressing two gunas, the third guna asserts itself, the predominant guna wins over man and binds him. Whichever guna asserts, it dominates, and the other two gunas become subdued. This is the nature of the gunas. Chapter 14, verse 11. Sarvadvardeshu dehesmin prakasha upajayate jnanam yada tata vidyad vivruddham sattvamityuta. When the light of wisdom, alertness and knowledge, discrimination, is born in all the sense organs in the body, then one may know indeed that sattva is predominant. Comment. There is a difference between prakasha, alertness, and jnana, knowledge, discrimination. Prakasha means alertness in senses and mind, that is, to be cleansed or free from world of fancy, that is, greed, unrest, craving, etc., born of Rajoguna, and free from sleep, indolence, and heedlessness born of tamoguna. Jnana means discrimination between the real and the unreal, the eternal and the transient, knowledge of what ought to be done and what ought not to be done. When the aspirant gains prakasha and jnana, he should not develop pride by assuming these qualities to be his own. Rather, he should believe them to have come as a result of satta guna only and should get busy in spiritual activity such as singing God's glories and meditation. The reason is there is a potential of bigger gains from spiritual activity done at such a time. Chapter 14, verse 12. Lobha pravrittirarambha karma nama shamakspraha rajasyetani jayante vivurdhe bharatarshabha. Greed activity, inclination to act with interested selfish motives, restlessness and craving, these spring up, O best of Bharata, when there is predominance of rajas or mode of passion. Comment. When there is an increase in rajoguna, then tendencies of greed, activity, etc. increase. Hence, at these times, aspirant should think that when nothing at all belongs to him in the entire universe, all objects come and go, what does he need for himself? By thinking like this, he should abandon all rajasika tendencies and should become indifferent from them. Rajoguna is contrary to detachment. Rajo ragatmakam viddhi, Gita chapter 14 verse 7. A man attains yoga only when he is detached from actions and objects, Gita chapter 6 verse 4. But due to attachment to actions and objects, the rajoguna does not let a man attain yoga. Chapter 14 verse 13. Aprakasho pravrittischa pramado moha evacha tamasyetani jayante vivruddhe kurunandana. O Kurunandana, son of Kuru, Arjuna, when there is an increase in tamas, mode of ignorance, inactivity, heedlessness, inattention, negligence, delusion, such tendencies arise. Comment. In previous three verses, the Lord, while describing the signs when there is increase of sataguna, rajoguna and tamoguna respectively, warns an aspirant to make him aware of the fact that only by assuming the relationship with the gunas, the tendencies of the gunas seem to appear in oneself. In fact, the aspirant has absolutely no relationship with these tendencies. Gunas and their tendencies are evolutes of nature. They undergo changes while he himself, being a fragment of the Lord, is imperishable and does not undergo any change. How can there be any relationship between what changes and what is changeless? Chapter 14, verse 14. Yada sattve pravriddhetu pralayam yati dehabhrita tadottama vidam lokan amalan pratipadyate. When a man dies during the predominance of sattvaguna, he obtains the pure worlds attained by men of noble and pure deeds. Comment. The tendencies born of the gunas are not weaker as compared to actions. The sattvika tendency is also as superior as meritorious actions. It means that even in meritorious actions performed according to the scriptures, the importance is of bhava only, sentiment or feeling, and not of the meritorious action. The object, action, bhava, and the goal, among these four respectively, latter is superior than the previous one. If the man of supreme knowledge, having discrimination, does not assume sattva guna as his own, does not enjoy it, and he is turned towards God, then being detached from sattva guna, gunatitya, beyond the three gunas, he goes to the supreme abode of God. Otherwise, by identifying himself with sattva guna, having relationship with sattva guna, he goes to the higher worlds up to the abode of Brahma only. Chapter 14, verse 15. Rajasi pralayam gatva karma sangishu jayate tatha pralinas tamasi mudhayonishu jayate. When one dies while in excess of rajas, mode of passion, he is born among human beings attached to action, activity. And when one dies while tamasa is predominant, he will be born in the wombs of the deluded lower species. Comment. He who has performed virtuous actions with good motives throughout his life, but if he dies in predominance of Rajoguna, he will be born as a human being and his conduct and sentiments will be good. In the same way, if one performs good actions but dies while there is predominance of Tamoguna, even if he is reborn in lower species as bird or animal, etc., his conduct and sentiments still will be good. In Rajoguna, attachment part is the cause of birth and death and not the action part. If one has attachment to any object, action or the person, he is born as a human being. A human being by nature is attached to action because only the human being has the right to perform new actions. Chapter 14, verse 16. Karmanak sukratas yahuhu sattvikam nirmalam phalam rajasastu palam dukkham ajnanam tamasah palam. The wise men say that the fruit of virtuous actions is sattvika, goodness, and pure. The fruit of rajasa actions is pain and sorrow, and the fruit of tamas actions is ignorance. Comment. In fact, the actions are not sattvika, rajasika, tamasika, but the doer is the one who is sattvika, rajasika, tamasika. As the doer is, he performs actions accordingly. As are the actions, so is the bhava or sentiment. As the bhava is, accordingly is the last thought. The last thought at the time of death determines his next birth. Gita chapter 8 verse 6. Chapter 14 verse 17. Sattvat sanjayate jnanam rajaso lobha evacha pramada mohau tamasah bhavato jnanam evacha. From sattva, the mode of goodness, arises knowledge. From rajasa, the mode of passion, arises greed. And from tamas, mode of ignorance, arises heedlessness, delusion and ignorance. Comment. Knowledge, discrimination, viveka, emanates from sattva guna, and if the aspirant is not attached, that viveka is enhanced more and more. It is transformed into self-realization. But the increase in greed, delusion and ignorance due to the presence of Rajoguna Tamoguna, then he can escape no loss, no suffering, no womb of the deluded and no hell. That is, he faces them all. Chapter 14, verse 18. Urdvam gacchanti sattvastaha madhye tishthanti rajasaha jaghanya gunavrittistaha adho gacchanti tamasaha. Those established in sattvaguna go after death to the higher worlds after death. Rajasika tempered stay in the midway region of the mortals. And those who are predominantly tamasika go down to the nether worlds in lower species. Comment. The destination of sattvika, rajasika and tamasika person is according to the last thought at the time of death. But pain and pleasure one gets is due to his karmas or actions. For example, if someone's actions are good, but he happens to think of an animal at the time of death, he will be born as an animal. But in animal life, he will experience pleasure and comfort according to his karma. In the same way, suppose if someone's actions are bad due to the last thought at the time of death, he is born as a human being, but as a human being, he will experience pain, sorrow and disease, etc. according to his karma. In modern Vedanta, it is said that merits emanate from sattva guna and sins rise from rajoguna, but with the tamoguna, it is only a waste of life. Sattvikaihi punya nishpattihi paaputpatti sischa rajasaihi tamasairi nobhayam kintu vritha yukshapanam bhavet. Panchadasi chapter 2 verse 15. But this idea goes against what is said in Gita. The Lord here says that with the tamoguna, human being goes to lower worlds. Adho gacchanti tamasah. The Lord had said this earlier also. Tatha pralinas tamasi mudhayonishu jayate. Gita chapter 14 verse 15. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.